If you're driving on Interstate 43 in southern Wisconsin, about 8 miles east of Beloit, you might want to watch out for a flying truck. A 1959 Chevy pickup is roosting 30 feet up in a basswood tree, not far from the highway. The truck didn't get there on its own. It was hoisted by Mark Madsen, who joins us now from his office at the Little Limestone Company in Clinton, Wisconsin. Mr. Madsen, thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you for calling me.
I don't know if I should ask you first how you got a pickup truck in a tree or why you put a pickup truck in a tree.
Why was more, in my frame of mind, it's more of a why not. I've got a different view on life, and I just wanted to, my son and I wanted to build like a treehouse. Mm-hmm. And we've been kind of thinking about it, and I had this old truck, and then I looked at this tree, and it was like it's kind of like a light from heaven came down, because it's a very, very special tree. It's a twin tree, and it splits at the bottom, and then the two trunks go 30 feet up in the air, and then they split again in the opposite direction, which leaves the perfect little spot for my 1959 Chevrolet pickup truck. It's been up there through 70-mile-an-hour winds that were checked at my dad's weather station thing. Mm-hmm. And, it rocks pretty good, but it's still up there.
Yeah, well, you know the old expression, if this truck is rocking, don't come knocking.
Well, I've heard that, but see, the catch to that is, see, I do everything kind of like upside down and backwards. So when it's rocking, that's when I go knocking, because it's one heck of a ride. I go up there when it's like really windy out and the thing's rocking and rolling in the wind, yeah. So it's kind of like a little roller coaster ride.
Ugh, what fun. Look, if you lived in New York, they'd call you a performance artist.
Okay.
For putting a pickup truck in a tree. And I understand that putting trucks in trees isn't your only form of creative expression.
True.
I've been told you love to dance.
Well, see, some of my friends have been doing this exotic male dancing for the last 20 years during deer hunting season, because in Wisconsin, all the men go up north and go deer hunting and leave all the poor lonely women down here alone for us. So,
Mr. Madsen, may I ask, is there a favorite song that you have to which you like to perform?
Oh, yeah. Danger Zone is one of them. Let's say Danger Zone.
Danger Zone will be just fine, thanks. Mr. Madsen, it's been awfully nice talking to you.
Uh-huh.
No, it has. Seriously.
Okay, well, thank you.
Maverick, Mark Madsen, dangles trucks and other machinery in Clinton, Wisconsin. You can see a picture of his airborne Chevy on our website, npr.org.